He'd been chased by the Pasleen before, and it was no fun. The aliens were faster and had more endurance than humans. Getting them off your trail required incredible stealth or sufficient firepower. However, the invaders never seemed to sustain any pursuit beyond certain zones, and the LRRPs had sufficient firepower to wipe out most of their pursuers. So now they took every chance they could to fire up the invaders. And truth be told, they took a certain perverse satisfaction from a good artillery shoot. "Took 'em long enough," Sergeant Nichols groused. The E-5 was a recent transfer from the 10,000. Like all the Spartans, the sergeant was as hard as the barrel of his sniper rifle, but he had a lot to learn about being beyond the wall.
"Artie's usually late," said Mueller, getting to his feet. Like the sniper, the team second, who always took point, was draped in a ghillie cloak. The dangling strips of cloth, designed to break up the human outline and make a soldier nearly invisible in the brush, were occasionally a pain, but it was manifestly useful in hiding the oversized master sergeant. The lines along the eastern seaboard had been stable for nearly 2 years. Each side had strengths and weaknesses, and the combination had settled into stalemate. The Pasleen had